The Windward Carnival Committee has hosted a number of successful activities so far for their Vinci Mass 2024 program, with the most recent being a brunch on Sunday. That's according to event coordinator for the Windward Carnival Committee, Renita Peters Morris, during an interview with NBC News.
So far, we had our launch on Fisherman's Day. It was very successful. We had a fish fest, a joint event in Georgetown. That was really a big success. And then we had our kids' bonanza on June the 1st. This event is one that we normally have a kids' carnival with it, but this year we won't have any mass feature because of the death of Fernando. So that was a really big hit for us this year. But nonetheless, it was a very successful event. And Sunday, we had our brunch and jiggly event. It wasn't a really good event as we would have wanted to be, but given the fact that there are so many competing events with the cricket and everything happening, we understood that persons probably would have had prior engagement or wanted to even take part in the cricket activities. So it wasn't a really, let's say, a successful event, but we had to be that next year. This event is something that we use in the calendar and want to make it bigger and better. So hopefully next season we can, you know, do a different vibe and bring something different to Woodward Carnival with our brunch and jiggle event.
Peters Morris says, currently, preparations are ongoing for the Windward Soca Monarch, which they expect to be a major event taking place this Friday, June 21st, kicking off at 9 p.m.
This weekend is our climax for Windward Carnival, so we're starting on Friday night, our slow Windward Carnival Soca Monarch. So far, we have 29 artists registering for the show. We are hoping to give everybody a chance to be on stage, but realistically speaking, we may have to cut it down, but if we were carnival, are designed to showcase the talents of the upcoming artists, we probably will allow them to, you know, be on the stage. So this Friday at 9 p.m. at TD Garden Rich Beach Club and Resort in 1 p.m. Georgetown, we will have a Windward Carnival Soca Monarch, which is sponsored by Slow Heavily.
Peters Morris says, following the Soca Monarch, they will head to the streets of Georgetown for the Juve and Street Jump Up on Saturday, which will be followed by an after party on Saturday night.
That will be on the streets of Georgetown Saturday morning, and then this Saturday afternoon, we'll be having our street jump up also on the streets of Georgetown. You know, we have our T-shirt band there coming as well. You know, persons normally look forward to Windward Carnival and especially the street jump up. After the jump up, we go right into the jump up after party, which is going to take place over at the Robertson area. So we're hoping to have persons come to Georgetown on Friday and you stay for everything. So you come for the Soca Monarch, you stay for Juve, you stay for the street jump up and the after party.
Event coordinator for the Windward Carnival Committee, Renita Peters Morris. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's Carnival Update. It's